there are three types of people in the world. There are the folks that watch things happen, there's people that make things happen, and there's people that wonder what the heck just happened. Which one do you want to be in your life? Because I promise you, you're one of those three, and I would encourage you to be the second one, is someone who makes things happen.
So you have a passion for fitness and the desire to start your own business. But launching a massively successful fitness business is extremely complex. The systems, operations, hiring, firing, coaching, sales, and marketing are critical to success. Where do you even start? This show will give you the answers. Here is Bedros Koulian and Bryce Henson, your hosts of the Fitness Franchise Podcast, a show dedicated to helping fitness entrepreneurs launch and grow successful gyms.
Welcome back to the Fitness Franchise Podcast. I am your host, Bryce Henson, and today we have another incredible episode, as today's guest is a dear friend of mine who's also the owner of Richardson Fit Body Bootcamp out near Dallas, Texas, where he and his team, including his wife, Katie, have had the privilege of serving their passion and their purpose in life. Now, what is their passion and purpose in life, you might ask? Well, it's to work towards their mission of helping others live a healthier and happier life. Now, they accomplished this through delivering their fitness, nutrition, and most importantly, their mindset coaching to their members of Fit Body Bootcamp, better known as their Fit Family. Now, he is also a franchise business coach for the Fit Body Bootcamp brand, where he helps dozens of fitness experts grow their Fit Body Bootcamp businesses and increase the results for their teams, which leads to world-class results for their Fit Body clients. Now, he is also extremely passionate about helping others live to their full potential and is honored to serve as a giant leader within the Fit Body Bootcamp universe. Tom Huff, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you so much, Bryce. So happy to be here and have the opportunity to do this with you today.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was quite the intro. You're a well-accomplished guy. And we're going to talk about, you know, some of that. But before we do, give us the backstory. You know, how did you get to where you are today before of all the success that you've achieved as a fitness expert?
Yeah, sure thing. So originally from Pennsylvania, grew up normal childhood like most, most folks. And when I was young growing up, at an early age, kind of saw the world a little bit different. I credit that to my dad, who would always talk about, you know, opening up a business and just always had the idea to do it, never had the opportunity to, but that just always stuck with me. And so as I went throughout my life, I just kind of had that eye for asking additional questions and looking for opportunities. And looking back on my life, from the age of 15 and my first job at Domino's Pizza, where I actually asked to run the store on Sundays, which was something that they had never done before for someone so young. And as I went throughout my life, just looking for those opportunities, looking back on, I didn't really realize what I was doing at the time, but that really led to where we are today with our Fit Body Bootcamp. So, you know, normal life, always wanted to have a gym, always wanted to own a business, but never took the opportunity to do it. So I went to school for criminal justice, and yes, I have a degree in criminal justice, and fell into the security world. And so I used to catch shoplifters for a living for some retail chains, and then I fell into working for a company that makes devices for the government, and so I would get people their security clearances. All that being said, that was about a 12-year journey for me. And towards the end, I really realized that that was not what I was meant to do. I always in the back of my mind knew that I wanted to be in the fitness world and I wanted to be a business owner. And every year I would go online and look to see how to become a personal trainer. But as the years went on and I never took action on that, I was now further and further along into my career. And everything on the surface was great. You know, my wife, we had a house, everything was going fine. But I knew I was meant for more. And then the big kind of call to action, the awakening call for me was my brother passed away. He was 33 years old. This was in 2014. Oh, and wow. Yeah, that was just a big kind of eye opener that life is short. And that was really the motivation for me to, first thing I did was get certified as a trainer. And that, but I still had that itch of, okay, I know I want to do this, but I don't just want to be a trainer. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I knew that I I knew that I was meant for more. And in my mind, I had a vision of if I own a gym one day, I know exactly what it's going to be. Because fitness changed my life. I knew that it took way more work and time and consistency and, you know, nutrition and mindset and everything that goes along with being successful and changing your body and changing your mind. I knew I wanted to be able to provide that for somebody. And I want to be able to do it on a bigger scale, coach a lot of people. And through my research of, you know, different franchises and gyms and how do you make this a reality, I found Fit Body Bootcamp. And the first time that I heard Bedros speak about Fit Body, I just said, that's exactly what I want to do. And mm-hmm. So it was a match made in heaven. And, you know, through a little bit of time and energy and effort, of course, we were fortunate enough to be able to become a franchisee with Fit Body Bootcamp. And it's been almost 5 years. And it's been an incredible journey.
Well, very good. We're going to dive into that here in a second.
Yeah.
But just to kind of summarize, you know, you had that entrepreneur itch probably from a young age, but you went to school for criminal kind of justice, you know, had a background in security. You had the big aha, which unfortunately your brother passed away, which really kind of opened your eyes to, you know, serving and doing something more. But back the story up, because you're just a really fit guy. You carry yourself really well. So you talked about fitness was kind of a part of your life. How did it get part of your life? You know, give
great
us some backstory there.
Yeah, sure. So I'm sure like most males, a worldwide wrestling was a part of my childhood. So me and my brother actually would, you know, he was older, so he would always be Hulk Hogan and I would always be, you know, a lesser known wrestler. And so that's kind of how it started, to be honest. And just looking at movies and TV and wrestling and saying, just in my mind, knowing when I get older, I want to have a physique. I want to be fit. I want to, you know, do all those things. You know, cut to teenage years, was not healthy, you know, a smoker at a young age, you know, alcohol, the whole nine. It was really after college where my friend Pat and I decided to start working out. And we made all the mistakes, right? We lifted too heavy. The first thought was just, okay, I just want to have muscles. But I will say, in my security job at the time, I worked for a grocery store chain, and I would be out on the floor all day looking for folks that were up to no good. Mm-hmm. And part of that time, I would start looking at the magazine rack. And men's health and muscle and fitness, I just became obsessed with now, okay, we've been working out, right? But now, oh, here's information on how to actually do it. And then those aha moments when you actually apply what you're reading and learning to actually doing and then seeing it through, right? And that was a lesson for me, was it's going to take 4, 6, 8 weeks on a program to see the change that you're looking for, being patient with yourself and that consistency. So that was the spark of it. And so I was my first client going through the trial and error of nutrition and fitness and different ways of working out, saw great results. And then in my friend circle just became the fitness guy. And so as they would go out and we would go out on the weekends and have beers and do the things you do when you're in your young 20s. And I started ordering different drinks, thinking about my workouts, right? And ordering different types of food. You know, I started to kind of become that guy. And I really identified with that because I knew that it made me feel way better. And that's the type of person that I wanted to become. So, you know, that is now, you know, now looking back on it, so glad I started when I did, because now I'm close to 20 years into my personal fitness journey. And I have tons of education and can help all of our clients and our members not make the mistakes that many of us do when we first get started.
Yeah. And I think it's important. And the reason I want to ask that, Tom, is because you carry yourself, you know, obviously you're a really fit guy and there's a lot of authority in that. When people are looking at you, obviously you look and act the part. And I think that's important, especially for our audience who's potentially interested in opening a gym. You know, you don't have to be on the cover of Men's Health or have six pack abs, but you do have to look and, you know, act the part, because that's really important from an authority perspective when people are coming to you. And there's a lot of reasons that you've been successful in the industry, Tom, but I do believe that's, you know, for definitely one of them.
Absolutely. I mean, the confidence that comes with knowing yourself just bleeds into everything that you do, from your leadership to when you're, you know, having to sell gym memberships, when you're supposed to be the fitness person. So for anyone watching that's thinking about getting the industry, you know, and this is true with everything in life, you have to work on yourself first, because that's going to just bleed into everything that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So now we kind of laid the foundation, you know, your big aha. Now we're going to transition to your story as a Fitbody Bootcamp owner. And you're one of the most successful owners of our brand, which then, you know, awards you the opportunity to become a franchise business coach, which we'll get to in a bit. But walk us through your journey as a Fitbody owner. I know it's been over about a handful of years now. But specifically, too, walk us through like the first 6 months, because that's obviously like a very impactful time as you as an owner. Like, what that process look like? How did you get off the ground? And then kind of give us, you know, what the overview, the highlights of the last handful of years have been, but also the challenges, because let's face it, you know, nothing's easy in life that's worth attaining. So give us the real story.
Of course. So let's start a little bit before. So I was looking into opening a Fitbody Bootcamp. I called the headquarters. They tell me what was going to be happening. I wasn't quite confident in myself. It sounded great. Talked to my wife about it. Honey, it sounds wonderful. I believe in you, but you know, it's a big risk. And at that time, we were a little bit more risk averse than we are today. And so what I did was I went to other Fitbody Bootcamp locations around me, met the owners, worked out a ton, and really just got ingrained in that environment and just started thinking, can I actually do this? Then I met an owner who was actually looking for a little bit of help. He was struggling a little bit in his business, truth be told. And so instead of going out on my own, I actually partnered up with him. And in 8 months, totally changed that business from failing to succeeding. Was lucky enough to bring on over 100 members in that eight-month period. He had about 30 members that were there with him. And so learned about Facebook marketing, learned about how to do everything. So the marketing aspect, running challenges, right? How to drive people into the gym, follow-up. All the things that you need to do to be successful. And so that was after I had done that. I say 8 months, but it seemed like so much longer because I was just all in while working a full-time job. And that gave me the confidence to call Fitbody back and told them, hey, this is going to be the easiest onboarding you ever have. I'm ready to go. And so that was in 2016. At the end of August is when we became a franchisee. And then the whole story as far as how we found the location that I'm sitting in right now, it was luck and opportunity. And so I actually found the place, we signed the lease. And the way we set up our lease was I had some free rent that started based on the day that they gave me the key. So it was up to me how fast we got this place built out. The faster I got it built out, the sooner I could open the doors, the more opportunity we had for free rent for those first 6 months, right, which is the most important time for growth as you're getting started, because obviously you're taking on a little bit of a risk if it doesn't go right. So
and did you negotiate that 6 month abatement on the front end?
So I actually didn't get 6 months. It was 4 months, but I did negotiate, instead of the lease starting or the free rent starting from the day I opened the doors for business, I said, well, just let that clock start from the day you give me the key. So I think they're going to give me 2 months of free rent from the day I opened the doors.
Yep.
But I said, can I have 4 months from the day you give me the key? So the day they gave me the key until the day I opened for business was 25 days. Because I was in here with my family and we did everything ourselves, nonstop, painting the walls, putting up the things. Now, luckily, the building was pretty set up the way we wanted it. And then, throughout that 6 month period then. So I knew I could open and I wasn't in a tremendous rush to, I knew what my overhead would be with a couple of part-time coaches. And the main thing was the rent was which I was concerned with. And so I had a nice runway to build the business up. And in my mind, all I thought was, this was November. I said, in March, I need to have enough members to pay the rent. That was my only concern. So I had a goal. And luckily, we hit that goal much sooner than that. And so, within those first months, I was here, a lot, running promotions. Now, granted, this was November. Middle of November is when I opened. So we had the holiday season, typically not the best time in fitness. Mm-hmm. But then we had the new year. And then that springtime to really build it up. And so those first 6 months, I'm happy to say, we were at, that 100 membership mark, which for Fitbody Bootcamp is kind of that first mark that you're trying to hit. And, truth be told, it was success from the beginning. Definitely a lot of learning as far as how to work with people and onboard them and the systems in place. But as far as not being afraid we were going to lose our life savings, that came within those first 6 months.
Yeah. And I would imagine, I mean, when I think of you, Tom, and obviously, like, I have an intimate knowledge of working with you side by side, so I know your kind of areas of expertise. One of them is, you know, your ability to sell. So you're an extremely strong communicator, extremely confident guy. And sometimes, you know, people get a bad kind of connotation with the word sales. But as we both know, sales is just transferring value, right? You have value and you're transferring that. And really, you can't serve unless you can't sell. So talk about maybe some of your zones of genius as an owner. And then also, too, you still are very connected with your crew. You basically have built this awesome family. You're an incredible coach. So talk to us a little bit about your skill sets and why specifically you and in your eyes, you've been successful, not only in that 6 month gap starting out, but also to fast forward 5 years later.
Yeah, for sure. You hit it on the head. Is going to be energy, passion, which leads to confidence. And then obviously, you know, the selling and the energy and the, and again, that confidence, I think, is the most important thing. I am confident in my abilities, not in a cocky way, but just knowing that the confidence that I have is because of, I have seen, now that we're 5 years in, and even, truth be told, those 8 months leading up to open this, that was building my confidence in that I do not believe there's anybody in the world that can walk through our doors and not see results, right? Like, I've seen too many people be successful in our program to believe that it's not going to work for somebody. And when you first get started in anything in life, you have a little bit of that imposter syndrome. Like, oh man, I'm really their coach. I'm really responsible for their fitness and their health and their weight loss. But once you start stacking those wins and seeing that it works, that that builds your confidence. So that's number one, is I know that confidence and that energy just bleeds through because I believe in what we do so much. But that belief comes from putting in the reps and seeing those results from other folks. And then that, of course, can bleed down into my team. And we see it all the time. It's the same with our new team members and also our new members that walk in the door. Maybe they don't have that confidence. But what we say here is borrow it from someone else. You can borrow my confidence. I've seen it happen too many times that I know you're not going to fail as a coach and as a member because as long as you follow the steps that we have laid out for you. So I would say that for sure. Energy, confidence, the selling aspect of it. But really selling to me is instilling that confidence and telling that story and believing, seeing something in someone else that they don't see in themselves right then, and knowing that our product and our service is the right fit for them.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably my strong suit. And then on top of that would be taking a step back and seeing the vision, thinking of the system. How are we getting people in the door? When I came on board with Fit Body Bootcamp, I was one of the owners that was, I was coaching other owners before it was even a thing and just putting myself out there with like, hey, here's a great way that you can set up your systems in your CRM and getting people in the door. And here's the email you should send when they come. So I was always thinking about that, of thinking of the client experience, because again, going back to knowing I wanted to have a place that was different, because I had plenty of fitness experiences that were not great going to regular gyms. And so I always put the customer in mind first. Like, I want this to be way different in the sense of being supportive, letting them know exactly what's going to happen next, reducing their anxiety and their fear, because when you're working on your weight loss or your fitness, you don't feel that great about yourself and you're anxious that everyone else is going to look better, feel better. There's going to be mirrors. What are they going to think of me? So how can we reduce that? So I would say that was another strength of mine as far as the business overall, is seeing it through the lens of our new clients coming on board.
Yeah, definitely. Running a client-centric business versus just a product-centric business. And I think that's huge.
Yes.
And again,
yes.
A testament to your success.
Yeah, and I would also just say one more thing on that note would be, as new business owners, as you're coming on board, whatever business you're in, hopefully it's the fitness business, do your best to not think about revenue and overhead and financials. If I promise you with all of my heart, if all you focus on is how many people can I serve, everything will work out just fine. But when we can take ourselves out of it and just focus outwardly, everything comes back tenfold, I promise you.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, there's a couple other things I want to dive into in terms of success and kind of giving the audience like a little understanding. One of the things that you work very well with is your partner and your wife, Katie, and I feel like you have a great support system. She's super fit, actually. So I was curious on a little bit of her background, if she had a fitness background, because regardless, I mean, she also acts the part, and I know you guys work incredibly well together. And then additionally, after you kind of give us some insight on what that working relationship is with your wife, Katie, the other thing that I think you do really really well is you're coaching your clients not only on exercise science and nutrition, but really mindset. Like, how can we really instill and really increase their belief systems, which ultimately increase the results? Can you talk about those two kind of aspects of your business?
Absolutely. So my wife Katie is incredible. So our backstory, we've been, you know, together for a very long time. We, you know, she was in a career, she has her MBA, she was a project manager. And so when we decided to start the gym, she kept her day job. And so for that first year and a half, 2 years, it was me working a lot and coming home and not always having, you know, like I had so many ideas and so many things and just kind of lay it all on, whether it was great things and that I was really excited about, or challenges that I was having, or new ideas that I have, or something that was coming down from HQ. And with her day job, it was just, it didn't quite connect all the time, because it was kind of like we were a little bit separate on our day jobs, right? Mm-hmm. Which most folks are. So then it slowly, she would come and work out at the gym. She started knowing our members, and slowly over time, I just knew with her background in project management, she is such more of a, I'm the vision guy, like, hey, I want to do this. And she's the, okay, here's how we can do that, right? The step-by-step, the operational side of things. And so lucky enough, she started working kind of part-time, helping me out with some things. And then the other big giant decision in her life was when we chatted about her leaving her job and coming here full-time. Definitely a scary-ish moment, more on her side, because I was already living in it and knew and see how it could work. And so she was, you know, we were fortunate enough that she left her job and came on full time here. And the place has been, our business has been so much better since her coming on board. But I love our journey, because I got to go through the trial and error and work on my leadership and my flaws and see where I need, identify where I needed help.
Yep.
And she was the perfect match to my weaknesses. She has the strengths where I lack that, and vice versa. Just going back to even kind of the vision and the risk adverse thing, she's a little bit more risk adverse in a good way. She keeps me grounded, right?
Yep.
And so we have a beautiful working relationship. I could not imagine I don't want to imagine our life any other way. And it's been an incredible journey. As far as her fitness, she was a soccer player, always into fitness. But when we met, I was starting my fitness journey. And she was as well. And so we grew in that together, where from as early as I can remember, we first started living together, we both had workout routines. Like, it was part of our life from day one. So we knew, like, hey, I go work out here, you go work out there. We both have an hour, making sure we're working out, you know, working on our fitness. And so that's been a beautiful thing. And I would say in these last 5 years, yeah, our fitness has both just increased so much more, because now we live it. We live it so much more. And so that's been a beautiful part of my life, is having Katie in here. And we had a young son who was born. He's two right now. His name's Bennett. And that's been great to bring him into the fitness family as well. And then your other question was, sorry.
No worries. I kind of loaded it there. Just, I feel like one of the things that you do really, really well with your members is really not only focus on the nutrition, but yeah, it's about mindset. Mm-hmm. Kind of walk us through that. Like, what's the value, and really what's the big takeaways from your clients that you've experienced?
So much. So let me kind of tell you why I started doing that, okay? Because in my life, through FitBody and many other ventures, I always had this idea of self-development, of mindset, and I knew the theories behind it, but I wasn't necessarily putting it into practice. And I think that happens for most of us. We can read the book, we can watch the thing, we can watch the podcast, and we're like, okay, cool, sounds good. But until you see it actually come to fruition, it's not as powerful, like anything in life. And so for me, it was the first year or two that we had the gym going, it was all fitness and nutrition, fitness and nutrition, fitness and nutrition. And about, oh, I don't know, maybe 30, 40% of the members or folks that we worked with saw great results, because they knew why it was important. They had a really strong reason why that they wanted to do it. And that was great. But there was a big, truth be told, there was a big portion of our members that didn't always get it. Like, they wanted to do it, but they didn't follow through. And I know this is true in so many areas of life, myself included, that if you don't have that reason why, you don't have that extra mindset input on it, it's not going to be as successful. And so as I started working on myself and really putting those things into play and started coaching on that and adding that into our membership and into our coaching program, the results have been insane. And I don't mean just physically. I mean full on life transformations, because we know, you and I know, that your beliefs will determine your actions and your actions will determine your outcome. So it's about fixing that belief system first. And how do we do that? We do that through consistent positive mental input, which creates positive mental output. And so what we do here is every week we have a mindset coaching topic. So we do Mindset Monday, where we share that with our members. And then on Tuesday, I do a recap like this with a video. Usually my son is in it. It's usually very entertaining, where we talk about it. And then for that week in the gym, it's up on our board. We're talking to the members about it. And whether or not they take us up on that mindset topic that week or not, we know that they're hearing it. And we know that repetition is the mother of skill. And that over time, that's how folks will change your mind and change your life. And I've had folks that were with me 6, 7, 8 months, and all of a sudden finally started reading the emails, right? Or started participating in it. And then like a rocket ship, their whole life changes. And we've helped with that. We've helped folks leave their jobs, get out of toxic relationships, start new businesses, like make gigantic moves in their life. And this is for everyone watching. This is why it's important that whatever you're putting out there, you never know who's watching, right? But pretend like everyone is watching. Because what if you had a great idea and you were like, I don't know if I want to put that out there. But what if you did and it changed somebody's life? It's amazing. I can't tell you. I've had, in the last year, we've had 3 of our members come to us and say, hey, I need to cancel my membership. And they're a little bit nervous about it because they were moving, okay? One for a relationship, one for a job, and the other one for family reasons. But it was all because it came from them now having the courage to make the move based on everything that we taught them through our mindset coaching and through working out at our gym. So I was not at all upset that they were leaving. I was so happy that they were taking this chance on their life, and it came from the confidence that was built and the learnings of being coached by us. So just there's no substitute for a strong mindset, because when you can conquer these 6 inches in here, you can conquer anything in life.
Yeah. And Tom, I think you and Katie and your whole team does it so well. And I think it's really important to point that out, because the exercise science, is important, but really without that strong mindset, your clients aren't going to hit their full capacity. And I think that's just, you guys are a living testimony of when you do kind of double down on that, the results that can come from that.
And then of course, like anything in life, the more that you teach it, the more you are going to live up to it, right? You want to keep integrity with yourself. So we're not going to coach our members on something that we're not doing ourselves. So it gives our team and ourselves things to work towards as well.
Totally. All right. So, on the same line of the success that you've had, we've talked about some of the foundational either habits or strategies or tactics that you've basically implored, and also your belief system and your passion to make this successful. That all said, as we know in business, it's all, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. So walk our audience through maybe some, big challenges that you've overcome. We're shooting this video in March of 2021, so we're still kind of in the COVID area, and I imagine that's probably a big challenge. But even aside from that, what are some other, big challenges that you faced? Maybe things that you did that you probably shouldn't have done, but learning lessons that you've really been able to learn and take with you in the future.
Absolutely. So I would say the number one lesson learned over these years is not getting what we call shiny object syndrome, right? Any business owner out there, if you're in the fitness world, there's so many options when it comes to how you market, how you offer your program, how you're like everything that you do. And we should have a pool, showers, a sauna, right? Instead of sticking to the blueprint. We can't branch out and try to do a million different things until we're really good at that one thing. And that's why I love Fit Body Bootcamp, because we do one thing and we do it better than anyone else. We offer 30-minute, fat loss workouts that are awesome. And so that's my biggest learning lesson is, just like in sports, you have to master the fundamentals before you can go try to do something else. So focus on the fundamentals and learn your zone of genius. I want you to do everything. You have to know how to do all of the tasks and the jobs in your business. But learn them so then you know which ones you're great at and which ones are going to, you know, move the needle in your business and which ones you need to bring team members on for. So I've been fortunate enough to do them all. I know after this time that I am not the operations person. I'm not the task person that I am not best served there. It takes a lot of energy for me to do that. So those would be probably my biggest challenges and learning lessons is that. And if it's not making you happy and not driving your passion, then, you know, find someone else to take care of it for you.
Totally. Yes. All right. Kind of transitioning, and I kind of talk about some high level challenges. Your location has done extremely well, or at least as good as you possibly can within the COVID situation. And that's been a challenge for, you know, certainly our industry. Can you walk our through viewers just through a little bit of the action steps that you took during COVID, how you kind of pivoted your program, and why do you think that you've been successful kind of on the other side? And to be clear, we're not out of the woods yet, but things at the time of this recording are looking more positive. But walk us, our audience, through why you've been successful through the COVID challenge.
Yeah, so it really comes from, I had the great fortune of, you know, having a few years of building wins, stacking wins, being consistent in our mindset and what we do on a daily basis, and been through plenty of challenges, you know, and been through plenty of big decisions that we had to make personally and professionally. So just not having that victim mindset was the key. And so we knew, we didn't quite know what the end was going to be, but we had to focus on the three C's, like our good friend Bedros always says, which was controlling what we can control. Okay, what can we control? Okay, we can control how we deliver our workouts. And we have to not control, but help our members with their mindset. Hey, we're a little scared, and we're pretty good at this whole mindset thing. So how scared are our members? Are they going to lose their jobs? Are they it was fear. It was pandemonium, right? So number one was controlling what we can control. So, hey, we can switch to virtual. And, of course, at the HQ team, we did a great job of leading the charge with all of our owners on exactly how to do that. So number one, decision to close the doors. Boom, we're going virtual and leading with – not leading with fear to our members. Hey, this is what we're doing. Come along with us. You can have 30 minutes a day with us. We're not going anywhere. Like, let us be your shining light through this dark time. So that was number one. Number two is coping with what you can't control. What can't we control? The doors are shut. The lockdown, right? COVID, people being stuck at home, right? So just learning to not focus on the problem, but focus on the solution. And I'm sure this happened to you, Bryce, at your locations and all of our members. The phone calls that we got in those first couple of weeks of really fear-based from our members, and God love them. Like, hey, I want to cancel my membership. Okay, why? What's going on? Why? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Okay? And so just being that voice of reason and chatting with them and seeing where they were at and not being driven by fear was huge. And then the third one is, of course, concentrating on what's important. So for that was, our members are the most important thing. I don't care. I mean, I care, but like, if we lose the gym, we have to shut the doors. Like, that didn't matter. I know I can go get a job somewhere. I can start another gym. That wasn't what was important to me. What was important was our members and our team members and leading them through this. And so certainly, I can't even tell you how many decisions, how many pivots we made. But we just kept that focal point of, where are we trying to go, and just what is the next step to get there? And here we are a year later. We now have recorded almost 300 virtual workouts. We still do them. So what's the opportunity? Every challenge has a seed of opportunity. Now we have a virtual program. Now folks don't ever have to worry about when they go on vacation or even when they move away. We're training people all over the country in our program. And so, you know, the challenge was the bit of the fear at first. But then again, once we started stacking wins and seeing, okay, this is working, we're going to do this. And we knew that at the time with the real lockdown, folks didn't have another choice. Like, you can stay with us virtually, but you can't go work out somewhere else. So you might as well work out from home. And what happened in that time for many of our members is at first they said they didn't want to work out from home. They're not going to be motivated. But then they fell in love with working out from home because they were working with us, right? So it helped them in so many ways.
Totally. All right. Well, on that note, Tom, I want to kind of transition because we talked about your background, kind of how you got started in the fitness, also your success as owner of Richardson Fit Body Bootcamp and the growth that you've experienced. Now I want to transition in actually to your role as a franchise business coach within the Fit Body Bootcamp brand, awarded because of your incredibly strong performance over the last half decade. Walk the audience through, what it's been like to be a franchise business coach. We call them coaching and profitability coaches, or CAP coaches for short. So walk us, our audience, through your experience as a CAP coach, the successes that you've had with other owners, maybe the common challenges. And then also too, I want to kind of layer in and really give the audience a viewpoint from your most successful owners, the ones who actually take action and move the needle. What are the commonalities that you experience in coaching with these owners? So that's kind of a big question. We'll probably dive in a little bit, but fire away.
Sounds great. Yeah. So as far as the CAP team, what an honor when I got the call from you, Bryce, to take on that role. Again, it was a new challenge for me. It was a little bit scary, not sure exactly if I was, a little bit of that imposter syndrome at first, truth be told, like most things that we do in life. But it has been amazing working with you and the rest of the fellows. Our team is just incredible because we all have the same, not only the same background, we all have different strengths, but we all have the right, we're on the same team. We're moving in the right direction for the overall brand, which has just been amazing. And just working together on our leadership through the way that we run the meetings and the way that we communicate has just been life-changing. And that has helped me so much in my personal life with my local team here, all the way down to our members. So it's a beautiful thing to be a part of. And as far as, the coaching piece of it, so much it translates with anything in life, guys, whether it is whatever business you're in, whatever personal thing you're trying to do in your life, the concepts of coaching are the same, which is a great thing, which is, a great coach is going to listen. We're going to identify the problem. We're going to remove emotion as much as we can. We're going to identify the problem and just work towards a solution in a step ladder approach, which is what's the next thing you have to, here's where you want to go. What's the next thing that you have to do, right? And the same is true for our clients. Like, I want to lose 50 pounds. That's great. What do you got to do tomorrow, right? What are the things you need to do consistently? Which are the actions you need to take? And then, of course, the big part of it, as always, is going to be the mindset, right? On either the belief system that we have, stacking those wins, the integrity that we have with ourselves, and focusing on the mission that we are on and the passion that we have.
Copy that. Now, in working with owners, kind of using this formula, and to your point, Tom, it's been an incredible ride. Love working with you and the team. So our team, I feel so blessed, is just absolutely stacked. Great people, super passionate, and really know what they're doing from a coaching perspective. Give the audience some insight, maybe on some of the owners, and obviously not naming names or throwing anyone under the bus. But what are some common kind of issues that you see from an owner perspective that for whatever reason can't execute? And the flip side, what would you say are some commonalities of just the things that your most successful owners do? Like, what do they do? What's the consistency look like? And just kind of walk us through.
Yep.
So that way, our audience knows, okay, if I'm going to open a gym, these are things to avoid. These are also things to do.
Sure. So number one, we're part of a franchise. So we have a system. We have a blueprint for everything that you need in your business. How to market, how to get leads, how to grow your team, how to everything. And so I would say the folks that are maybe not as successful, they do what Tom did when he first started, which was getting shiny object syndrome, or thinking that your way is better, whether it's ego or whatever it is, that your way is better. And so if you're, if you're on any kind of team, say you're on a baseball team, and you decide to go do something that the coach, that the rest of the team isn't doing, you may be successful here and there, but it's not going to help the whole team win, right? And that's what we're trying to do at Fit Body Bootcamp. So I would say they're not as engaged, right? They're not taking in all the awesome content and the teachings and the trainings that we're putting out there. They're just not involved. And if they're not involved with the franchise, they're probably not as involved with their members, truth be told, and their team and their own personal development. And they are, again, just trying to do things their own way and just not engaged. It's the same is true for again, our clients at the gym, the ones that are engaged, that take part in the mindset coaching, that come to their workouts 3 days a week, that have that consistency, they're the most successful. So same with our owners. The ones that are most successful, they're on a call with me every week. They're responding mm-hmm. to our email that we send out every Monday to our owners, letting them know what's going on and what to expect and what the next thing that they should be doing is. They are coming to our in-person events. They are active in our owner's Facebook group. They're help. They're mm-hmm. asking for help when they need it and clarification. And so I would just say in life, in anything that you do, success is going to be in the details and in the things that you do consistently over time. And so if you're part of a team, if you're at work, if you're part of a franchise, there's a reason that you're part of that. If you're part of a gym and they offer a program, follow along with the program because they've done all the work for you to not make the mistakes and the slip-ups along the way.
Amen. Well, what would you say from, you know, a franchise business coach or a CAP coach, as we refer to them to, what's probably been your biggest challenge, actually, or learning experience? And then what's probably been the biggest sense of fulfillment or, I guess, like, you know, why you do what you do?
Yeah. So I'm going to relate this again back to, I always think about our members at the gym and I think about our owners of Fit Body Bootcamp. So as far as the biggest challenges that I've had is realizing, unfortunately, that you can try to inspire and coach and say all the right things. You can't make someone take action. You can't want something more for someone than they want it for themselves. They have to come to that realization. But you can support them and still, you know, still, you know, really go deep and pour into them as much as you can. Because folks have to be coachable, right? They have to take the action. Just, again, just listening to the book, just signing up for the membership, just, you know, doing the thing isn't going to get you results. It's the work that you put in from what you learn from that. And so that's probably the biggest challenge. And the biggest reward is seeing people's aha moments. Or, man, I'll tell you, my absolute favorite phrase over this last year is, but then I remembered what you told me. And so I have members at the gym and owners that it might be months after something. And they say, yeah, I was doing X, Y, and Z, but then I remembered what you told me. And I was like, whoa, it's the most fulfilling thing ever. And so for our owners and for our members, I can't tell you how many times that has happened in the last year. And that's what really fires you up as a coach.
Just jacks you up. Good stuff. Yeah. All right, Tom. Absolutely. So we are running out of time. We have the lightning round left as we transition. So just kind of in rapid fire, I want to get your authentic responses here. First and foremost, and we've probably covered some of this, but what would you say lights Tom Huff? Like, what are you most passionate about, Tom?
Right now in life, I am most passionate about seeing other people be successful and celebrating their wins with them and not being, you know, never being, oh, I wish I had X, Y, and Z, or oh, he's so lucky, appreciating hard work and appreciating when people see success from that.
Okay. Now, you talk about personal growth and development a lot is kind of a commonality or common theme of this interview. Now, before mm-hmm. Tom Huff had the success as a fitness coach, had the success as a fitness owner, you know, one of the most successful owners in the Fit Body Bootcamp brand and now a franchise business coach, before that all has happened, what would you say in your younger years was the one thing that was holding you back that, of course, you had to overcome?
Fear. The fear of the unknown. You know, being afraid to take the leap. What if, what if, what if, right? So that's it, fear.
Copy
and
that.
The way to get over that is taking action.
Taking action, that's it. All right, shifting gears, next up. You are in the business of both giving great advice to your clients from mindset, nutrition, exercise science, and then obviously in the business from a franchising coaching perspective of giving good business advice. What would you say, Tom, is the best advice that you have ever received?
The best advice that I have ever received. There's a couple of them. I would say the life that you have and the business, like everything in your life is a direct reflection of the thoughts that you have. So the more you, and I know I talk a lot about mindset today, but it's that important. The more you can focus on your thoughts and your beliefs, you can literally have anything in your life.
Copy that. Next up, you know, a lot of success is about habits and rituals, et cetera. From a habits perspective, what would be one personal habit that you've either mastered or, you know, within your arsenal that has helped with your success?
working out consistently. I learned so much about myself in the gym. When it's just me, no one else is watching, and I have to finish the thing when I don't want to, or I don't feel like working out, and I go and I do it anyway. I have to get that win in, you know, a few times a week, and it's the greatest confidence builder that you can do for yourself. The greatest self-development program is, you know, hitting the gym and pushing yourself through challenges.
Amen to that, man. I could not agree with you more, as that would be the answer to my question as well. All right, next up, you're always putting good content in your mind. You talk about reading and learning and growing. What would you say would be the best book recommendation for the Fitness Franchise Nation? And not only what, but why?
Okay. I thought about this one, and it is a book called Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. I don't care if you're in the fitness space, whatever, you have got to read and listen to this book over and over. I've listened to it 4 times this year already. It's March. I keep going back to it. It is, if I had to recommend one book for the rest of your life, Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill.
Woo, spoken exactly the same as our CEO and founder, Pedro. So great minds thinking alike there, Tom. All right, a couple left. Next up, this is a funny one, but you wake up tomorrow, all your material success has gone, okay? No longer there, but you still have all the knowledge and I guess knowledge that you've acquired over the years. What does your next 7 to 30 days look like?
For restarting a business? I am going to get some resistance bands and maybe some dumbbells. I'm gonna go to parks and I'm gonna start working out with people, and I'm gonna start running a little bit of Facebook traffic. I'm gonna knock on doors in the neighborhood, and I'm gonna go into businesses and good old fashioned belly to belly. Hey, my name's Trainer Tom, and I'm running a boot camp down the street at the gym, down at the park. Would you wanna come out and work out with me and just get people fired up and start working out with them? Simple equipment, simple tactics, and then take whatever we bring in from that and double down and reinvest in ourselves.
Beautiful. All right. Yep. The last piece of parting advice, as we kind of finish off today's interview, what is one piece of advice or word of wisdom that you can provide our audience today that will benefit their lives?
There are 3 types of people in the world. There are the folks that watch things happen, there's people that make things happen, and there's people that wonder what the heck just happened. Which one do you want to be in your life? Because I promise you, you're one of those 3, and I would encourage you to be the second one, is someone who makes things happen. You can have whatever you want in your life. The only thing standing between where you are and where you want to go is a little bit of time, energy, and effort, and the roadmap and the skill set to get there. But everything that you need in life is out there for the taking. And I encourage you to take action and go out there and make the life that you want. Because last time I checked, you get one shot. And I'd rather have you turn around and be 90 and say, oh man, remember that time I tried that thing and it didn't work out? Then, oh man, I wish I would have tried that thing and if it would have worked out.
Incredible, incredible advice, my friend. Well, we all got better today. Before we wrap, I just wanted to thank you so much. And lastly, I want to acknowledge you, Tom. It's been an honor, a pleasure, all pleasure of mine to work with you over the last few years at a close capacity. It's been inspiring to see the success that you've had, what you pour into your clients, and then also what you pour into our team and the Coaching Profitability and the HQ team, really to pour more focus and energy on our owners so they can have the big impact of inspiring more fitness and changing more lives. So I want to acknowledge you for that. And then lastly, and most importantly, I want to acknowledge you for the man that you are, the loving husband to Katie, the incredible father you are to Bennett. I admire that so much. And again, I want to thank you, all of our viewers here, gained so much from today. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure, my friend. And the best part is we are just getting started.
Boom. All right. Thanks. You guys have an awesome day.